Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is The Spirit of Judas. One day this week, I was walking my dogs so they could do their business, and as always, I was praying along the way. I was walking along talking to the Lord about someone I knew who showed up when someone was very ill or near death or had just passed, saying they want to help out, blah, 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 you know, and all that. And in every instance, they just happened to end up with some or a lot of that person's stuff. I've known a number of these kind of people over the years, and I'm sure you have too. I always believed that people who did this sort of thing were carrying a Jezebel spirit. So I was walking along thinking and talking to the Lord about the destruction of this Jezebel spirit in these lives when the Lord told me that what I was seeing was the spirit of Judas. Everyone knows Judas committed the ultimate betrayal. He betrayed Jesus, handing him over to his enemies and effectively causing him to be crucified. Now, we know that was God's plan all along, but that did not render Judas innocent, not even a little bit. Judas made that choice of his own free will. Judas always shows up in someone close to you, sometimes in your own household. I want to teach you today how to recognize the spirit of Judas when it shows up in your life, because it will. This message is especially important to anyone in or called to any type of ministry. Matthew 10:36 says, "And a man's foes shall be they of his own household." It is not uncommon at all for Judas to show up right in your house. Let me explain what your household includes. Back in 2002, I was praying for a close family friend that was off and on drugs, mostly on. So I was praying for this friend to find the Lord, and I said, "Lord, your word says if I believe on the Lord Jesus that me and my household will be saved, so I'm claiming this person in my household." That's Acts 16:31, by the way. And he said, "Would you let him come and live in your house?" And I said, "Well, no, Lord, he's on drugs, and besides, I'm a single woman." And the Lord said, "Then you can't claim him in your household." So I had to find another way to pray for him, which I did, and the Lord did save him before he passed away. So a person in your household, under that scripture, your household includes people that live with you or that you would allow to live with you, okay? Just so you know that. Judas will bring a lot of strife and confusion into your life. One minute he's there offering all sorts of help to you, offering to mind your finances for you and eating with you, greeting you with a kiss. And the next minute, there he is telling all your secrets to a mob of your enemies, hurling accusations at you. And then he collects his gain, gets what's in it for him, as he watches them carry you away to be killed. And off he goes to his next mark. So beware of people who are always offering to help you, especially now. We are going to have to turn our discernment up on high now, y'all, if we are to survive any part of these end times. It's going to get bad, a lot worse than it is now. Here in Glencoe, there are already people breaking into people's houses and taking their food. Now, more than ever, we need to know who we can and cannot trust. So I want to teach you today about the spirit of Judas and what happens when a person carrying it comes into your life. And by the way, Judas will often be the person who demands that you trust them, and yet they're entirely untrustworthy. Judas people always show up in your inner circle. And an interesting trait that I've seen in them is this is not a friend where you'll be hanging out at their house or their office. No, because what they want is at yours, okay? It's at your house, it's at your office. Keep that in mind because that's one of the signs that that's what they are. Generally speaking, this is going to be someone coming to you, and it's always going to be somebody that you've gotten close to, which is what makes it so painful to endure. But make no mistake, when Judas begins his or her betrayal of you, you will be the only one hurting because they won't feel a thing. The timing of Judas is interesting. Judas always shows up at the time of the end. Remember that. It's very important. Judas' true nature wasn't revealed until the time for Jesus' ascension into heaven, the time for his crucifixion. And when Jesus had to face his most difficult challenge, just as he was up for promotion, here comes Judas. Your Judas, too, will show up when you are up for promotion to a new and important season. So they will show up just when you're about to be promoted to a new and important season. And a lot of times we don't know when we're up for a promotion. I would say most of the time we don't know. And he will act like your friend and offer all manner of help to you. But make no mistake, he or she is not there to help you. He or she is there to help theirself to what you have. Judas wasn't traveling with Jesus and his disciples to learn from Jesus or to help them. He was traveling with them to help himself. You will see Judases show up in the lives of those you love near the time of the end of something in their life. The dictionary defines betrayal as the act of delivering or exposing to an enemy by treachery or disloyalty, to be unfaithful in guarding, maintaining, or fulfilling, to violate a confidence by revealing or disclosing in violation of confidence. True betrayal can only happen where there first was a closeness between two people, and that former intimacy is exactly what makes it hurt. You, of course. Okay, so let's talk about some traits to help you recognize the Judas spirit. Judas will always show up in your inner circle. I'm going to call Judas a he, because it's easier for me to say. He will infiltrate your circle to get close to you. If he can't influence you directly, he will try to influence you directly. But if that doesn't work, he'll just infiltrate your friend circle or whatever, co-workers. Judas is a liar, and he will lie right to your face. Judas will lie to you about what other people are saying about you, and then he will go lie to them about what you're saying, or just make stuff up that you're not saying. And meanwhile, you're walking around wondering why this or that person stopped talking to you. That's why. You can stop this from happening if you think this is happening. You can stop this from working by going to the other person and just ask them to their face, did you say this about me? You know, let's talk about this. This spirit loves to pit one side against another, so long as they are the star in the middle. I knew a Judas a long time ago that did this in a family, turned part of the family against this one person and then turned that one person against the family. And it turned out was lying to both sides. It was crazy. That person was deriving gain from both sides by making them think that he was on their side. So you see how that works? They will always play their starring role as the victim. Judas is trying to derive gain from both sides. And Judas enjoys the strife and the confrontation and all the stuff that comes out of that. Judas is exceedingly greedy. He is a very greedy spirit. He wanted the treasurer's position so he could skim the offerings. I'm sure he felt he wasn't properly compensated for whatever work he was doing among the disciples. So he just set up a little skimming operation and started taking what he wanted while acting so helpful and devoted to Jesus. Master, master. He wasn't devoted. He wasn't submitted either. He was lying. Judas is a thief. The whole reason Judas protested about the lavish perfume offering Mary poured out on Jesus was because he was skimming and he was angry that he didn't get to take some of that too because it was a large amount. Judas people often hide their houses from you so you won't see what they've stolen from you and from other people. See, if you come over, they have to hide all that. Sometimes Judas has co-conspirators, but he eventually will betray them too. Judas is very jealous and envious. Judas is the very essence of betrayal. Mark 14:10, and Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him, meaning Jesus, unto them. Judas will betray confidential or intimate knowledge about you to your enemies. He went and told the Pharisees where Jesus could be found so they could go and arrest Jesus. Judas shows up in your life looking like someone nice who is really helpful and kind-hearted, but they are the worst kind of lowlife. Judas is underhanded and sneaky. Judas usually acts like he is doing one thing when really he has a completely different motive. This is the kind of person that will act like they want to look at your house or something you've done, and they'll walk through your house and steal from you. Almost always, the cover story Judas will give you is that they are there to help you, but that's not why they're there at all. They are there to help themselves. Sometimes, though, the cover story will be they're submitted to you, or they want to learn from you, or they want to be mentored by you, but it is a lie to buy them time while they're learning about you so they can figure out a way in to get what they want from you. Judas is discouraging towards the higher things of God, things like worship and giving. John 12. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. Judas is conspiratorial, and will often enlist others in his plot, whether that be a Pharisee, a spouse, an acquaintance, or whoever else is accessible that they can use to help do their dirty work. Judas acts innocent and trustworthy. Let me read you the story of Judas' betrayal of Jesus and show you what I mean. Matthew 26. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said. He acted completely innocent, like he knew nothing about any betrayal. Is it me, Jesus? I don't know anything about any betrayal. But you will find Judas people are very good at acting innocent. But he wasn't innocent, because in Matthew 26, 14 to 16, just 6 verses earlier, it says, Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests, and he said unto them, What will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver, and from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Judas is a nasty piece of work, and encounters with him can not only change your life, they can destroy your ministry or any hope you have of ever having one. Just ask anybody who's ever dated one. Okay, let's talk about some warning signs a Judas spirit may have set its sights on you. Just when the Lord has started raising up your ministry and exalting your anointing, a close friend has begun to act strange, a little less supportive, jealous, and envious. Someone close to you is trying to infiltrate every part of your life, often under the guise of being helpful, and sometimes to the point you have to be forceful to stop them from doing so. Someone close to you is trying really hard to ferret out personal or financial information they have no reason to need to know, stuff that is none of their business. You should always suspect a person who does this. Someone in your life feels like and voices that they are not being given enough, paid enough, etc. Judas never feels like he was treated justly or given enough. That's why he became a thief. Pure, unadulterated greed. Your gut feeling is telling you something isn't right about this or that friendship. Something's not right. Your spirit literally feels dirty after being around a particular friend or person. That is your spirit telling you there's something demonic there. Do not ignore this sign. Most likely, Judas was chosen as treasurer because he was acting so helpful. He did want to help. He wanted to help himself. 30 pieces of silver was Judas's unemployment insurance. He had been working on a little nest egg for a while. Every time Jesus sent him out to give to the poor, he also gave to himself. Then at the last, he gathered an army together, which was overkill, of course, to capture Jesus. And even then, he kept up his false front by kissing Jesus in Mark 14. And as soon as he was come, he goes straight away to him and said, Master, Master, and kissed him. Like, oh, I'm so happy to see you, Master. He was happy to see him. I guess he was fixing to get paid. What the enemy gains by using a Judas spirit on you. The devil wants to get your emotions in an uproar. Because when we are emotional, we don't make sound decisions. And our emotions exhaust us. The devil wants to destroy your ability to trust. So you can't have healthy relationships and friendships. And so you will have difficulty even trusting the Lord. The devil wants to harden your heart and, if possible, get you into bitterness. Okay, let's talk about timing again. Judas always shows up at the time of the end of someone's life, the end of a season, the end of a relationship you were in. This is a big red flag. It was just before crucifixion when Judas' true colors began to show. He wanted to be sure he got everything he wanted. That's why a Judas will show up when someone is dying or dies. They have a list in their head of the stuff they want to get. They want to be sure it's given to them. Often when somebody passes or is very ill, and you know they're going to pass, Judas will show up in the people around you. Greed seems to bring this spirit out in full force. I think Judas's middle name is Greed. Judas will and is showing up more and more now in this time of the end. We need to be on guard about people trying to worm their way into our inner circle or the inner circle of people that we care about, especially elderly people that we care about. If, as you are hearing this, you have already let a Judas into your life, let's talk about what you can do. Number one, break the soul tie with that person. The closeness you shared with them created a soul tie. I have an ebook out on this called Severing Soul Ties and Leaving the Past Behind that has more detail on soul ties. It's on Amazon. But basically, if there is a soul tie in place, it's like a tunnel, and anything demonic in that person's life can travel through that tunnel and get on you. I usually break them with just a simple prayer like this. Lord God in heaven, I break and sever the soul tie between me and so-and-so. In Jesus' mighty name, if they have any co-conspirators you know of, repeat this same prayer with each of their names as well. Number two, repent. Look at how you have handled your end of this situation, no matter what they have done. And this is easier said than done, but you need to repent, okay, for anything where you sinned in your part. Number three, forgive them. This is usually the hardest part. The hardest thing to do when somebody cuts you so deeply, or someone is planning a betrayal and you can see what they're after and you can see what they're trying to do and how they're being underhanded, is not to turn around and just unleash everything you've got on them. I've struggled with this many times, especially being a redhead from Texas, y'all. I'm just keeping it real. Forgiving them is very important. If you handle your Judas experience wrong and you don't forgive, you will find it difficult to let go of what they did to you, and this is not something you can carry into your new season, okay? The Lord allowed them to be exposed because He does not want liars and thieves and backstabbers in your future where He's taking you. They don't get to travel with you into your promotion. No, the Lord has no promotion for liars, thieves, and backstabbers. Can I just say that? So as you struggle to forgive the ones who hurt you, I want you to remember this. If you act like Judas, you let in a spirit of Judas. And if you think you might have done that, cast it out right now. Cast it into the abyss and forbid it to ever return to you again for all eternity in Jesus' name. If you handle this right and you forgive, you will find that not too long after it happens, you can pray for the Lord to bless them and help them to do better. And soon you aren't thinking of them at all. We want the Lord to save them. We want the Lord to help them to do better. Number four, let them go. This is pretty tough because sometimes Judas was someone you loved. Sometimes it was a friend that you really loved deeply and cared about and would have done anything in the world for. Sometimes it was a person you were in love with. I have known people who fell in love with a Judas, and then they turned into a Judas on them. And sometimes it was just a close and what you thought was a helpful friend. And let's face it, we miss those people when they're not in our lives anymore. So it's hard to let them go. But I took one friend back once after being backstabbed. They just did it again. So don't do that. Don't do it. A snake is still a snake, and it's going to do what snakes do, no matter how much you dress it up and be nice to it and pat it on the back and try to be friends. You deserve better, and God wants better for you than Judas is for friends. He will send you some real good friends if you ask him, friends that can be far more trustworthy. And by the way, letting them go means not only are you not still calling to check on them or text with them, but you block their email. You're not emailing with them. And you also don't check their Facebook and other social media. Can I just tell you that when you're checking people's social media, the soul tie stays in place, and that means the demons in them have access to you. Walk away. Let go completely. If you don't, you will get exactly what you're setting yourself up for, and it will be your fault. My sister used to tell me, leopards don't change their spots. They'll tell you they've changed, but those are just words. Okay, I want to pray for y'all. And by the way, I published a book years ago called The Judas Test. It's out on Amazon.com. And it was a book that I tried for 2 years or more to write when the Lord told me to write it. He said there was a time coming in the future when there was going to be a lot of that going on or something. And so I kept trying to write the book. I knew what it was called. I kept trying to write the book, and I could not write the book. And finally, after so much prayer all over this 2 or 3 year period, he started to just download to me what to put in the book. And then it just came easy, and I wrote the whole thing in less than a month, I think. The Judas Test is about the test of betrayal. I called it the test of absolute betrayal because it's somebody that you're really close to, that you care about, and you never see it coming. And it's so hard to bounce right back from that because it's somebody you trust. And they completely violate your trust and just shatter the whole relationship. But that's because the relationship never meant anything to them. You were just the means to an end. All those called to walk the narrow path will eventually encounter at least one Judas. Lord, I lift up every listener that's listening to this show right now. And I pray, Lord God, that you would reveal every Judas in their life. And I pray, Lord, that you would reveal the Judases ahead of time and help them to defeat the Judas spirit so that they won't suffer destruction and pain. I pray, Lord God, that you will cause the words from this show, the revelations that you gave me, to rise up in their spirit when they see those traits in the people that are carrying the Judas spirit that are close to them. And I pray, Lord, that you will help them cut the ties, cut the soul ties, and cut the ties, cut the contact with the people who are carrying Judas before it's too late. Lord, I pray you would also show them the Judas spirit that is operating in anyone around any elderly people that they know and show them how to defeat those too. And I pray you bless and keep every single one of them safe, Lord God, every one of the listeners. In Jesus' name I pray. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week and stay safe out there. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print and new audiobook The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?
Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax. Have you heard? The 2016 and 2017 messages have been published in book form. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss in the world around us. What is coming for our world in these last days? What does the Lord want us doing while we're waiting for His glorious reappearance? Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night each contain approximately 200 prophetic messages and visions from the throne room of God telling what is coming to America and the world in these end times. The Lord has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night, available now on Amazon.com.